With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us now, it's very random, I know, yeah. But we got this opportunity and I said, dude, we got to take advantage of it. Former Oklahoma coach, coaching now in the XFL in their inaugural league coming up next year, is the head coach Bob Stoops, and he joins us now. He's the co-author of the No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach, which is out in bookstores now. Coach, thanks for joining us up here in Portland. We appreciate it, man. I'll start with the college football landscape of road games where you have neutral site or you get a lot of the West Coast teams that will go east. You came up to Eugene, Oregon once upon a time with Oklahoma, and I'm curious why we don't see some of these big legendary programs, why aren't they willing to travel out west and play some really good games anymore?
Well, first, let me say thank you for having me on all the way up there in Portland, Oregon. And if you want to know why no one else wants to go, look at how our game ended.
You still remember that one, don't you?
We haven't gotten over that one yet.
Oh, I will never forget it. My players showing us all he's got the ball.
No.
And we're all like, yeah. Alan Patrick has the ball, and the guy gives it to Oregon. I was like, wait a second here. Anyhow, but no, I loved it when we were out there. We've been out to play UCLA, been to Oregon, played Washington, up at Washington.
Yep.
So I always enjoyed the, I don't know, playing everywhere. Well, we've played all over the place, and I'd rather be honest, I like going to home and home, going to the, you know, where the home crowd is, as opposed to neutral sites. I just think I enjoy the campus atmospheres and seeing everybody else's traditions. I really enjoyed it when we did it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go through the tough one on the road, but then at least you benefit and you get to have a big home game for your fans with a big time program coming in. That's the beauty of home and homes. And I think the scheduling thing's an interesting note in college football right now. Nick Saban was ranting about this the other day again, saying he can't find anybody that actually wants to play him. And a lot of fans kind of complain about getting these cupcakes, if you will, in non-conference, the games that don't really matter. They're not big time games. You know, it's going to be a blowout. What is, Bob Stoops, in your mind, like the ideal scheduling format for a college football system?
Well, I think everyone's trying to find good games anymore because of the playoffs. We have always done it. We've been to Notre Dame, to Florida State, to Miami, to, you know, we've been everywhere there is to go, Ohio State, on and on and on. And so we have always had that philosophy. But Coach Saban has a good point. There are plenty of times, too, through the years, that there weren't a lot of people putting their hand up to play us either. And he's right. You're not a lot of people that want to go have a home and home with Alabama. So at the end of the day, and these schedules are made so far out in advance, you can't just say, hey, next year let's go play. You know how hard that is to line up those years in advance? So you're lucky if you have one or two really good games. And everyone's going to have a game or two that, you know, that aren't the best, but, you know, that's a chance to play see your backup people play. You know, there's a chance to get some young guys experience. And you're not going to get every game a home run. That doesn't happen. It never has happened.
Absolutely. Bob Stoops is our guest, former Oklahoma coach. He's going to be coaching in the XFL next year. He also has a book out now, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach, which he co-authored with Gene Wojciechowski. You know, out here out west, we've got a program in Oregon that was really good with Chip Kelly, and then it went down a little bit. And now Mario Cristobal, who is still a relatively young coach himself, he has a top 10 recruiting class, which, you know, I tell that to you and you go, well, that was every year for me in Norman. But in Eugene and in Oregon, that's a big deal. What advice would you give a younger-ish coach of how to establish and get a program in the direction that you want it on the top level in college football?
Well, a lot of that is detailed in the book, how we did it. You know, we brought Oklahoma back from the ashes in 2 years and, you know, won the national championship. And we did it a lot of ways. First, it's establishing a work ethic and a, you know, and an attitude and toughness on how we went, how we played, and how we worked. Recruiting is definitely the backbone of everything you do, and we all get that, and they have a top 10 recruiting class. But then also, I think, too, whatever you're doing offensively and defensively, does it fit, you know, your players? Are you asking them to do things that are realistic, you know, that you're capable of winning with? And then some simple things. I was real simple from day one about, you know, play smart. It takes no talent to play smart, be tough, and play hard. And if you do those things, three things better than your opponent, you're going to win 90% of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it takes no talent to do that. And you know what's playing smart? It's like no pre-snap penalties, no post-snap penalties. Once you possess the football, you go down with the football. You know, you can't ever be careless with a ball. You know, they're just simple things. And, you know, about toughness. And there's no substitute for toughness and playing hard.
Yeah.
And it goes a long way.
Well, and in the book, I mean, too, like talking about what makes a great coach, and you were one, and now the guy who followed you at Oklahoma is just kind of taking the college football world by storm, and back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners, and everybody's wondering if he's going to do it again this year with Jalen Hurts and do it three straight years with three different quarterbacks. And just in making a great coach, because we haven't seen every time a program's handed off from a legendary coach to a new guy or an up-and-comer, it doesn't always go seamlessly, and sometimes I think can crash and burn. What was it about Lincoln Riley that stood out to you that made you think, like, man, this guy's got it, and Oklahoma's going to be just fine?
Yeah, well, you know, working side-by-side with him for 2 years, I could see it early on that he has a great poise to him, incredibly bright and smart. He's got a great toughness and competitiveness to him, you know, that it isn't demonstrated all the time, but believe me, it's there. You know, so, and he's really great with the players. He really relates well to the players and motivates them and connects with them. So, you know, you see the offensive mind, but he's also really bright as a head coach, you know, as well.
I got to ask you this because I never thought in my life we'd get Bob Stoops on the show. So first of all, great career. I mean, you were great at Oklahoma. Looking forward to what you're going to do in the XFL. And the book, No Excuses, The Making of Head Coach, is out now for those that want to see what goes into building a program and becoming a Bob Stoops-like guy. The year 2000, you win a national championship, the biggest accomplishment in your professional career, is also one out here out west that you may or may not know. A lot of Oregon State fans have always wondered about if Oregon State got to play your Oklahoma team, because that year they lost to Washington on the road by a field goal. I challenge you, Coach. Would you guys have beaten the Beavers in the national title game with Dennis Erickson?
Well, I don't want to. It's hard to speculate, but, hey, and I love Dennis, too, so. Of course we would have. We're the only team that didn't lose a game that year.
That's the right answer right there. Huh?
Do you feel, though, in all seriousness, do you feel that every single year we truly get the best team? Like back in the BCS era, more so than the playoff, but in the BCS era, did you feel like every year we had truly the best team in college football, or did you feel that that system was a little too flawed?
You know, I thought most years you did. You know, you could debate it, but, you know, so what? You debate all you want. That's good for you guys, right?
Absolutely.
I think it's better with four. I think this is really good. But I don't think there's room for more because of class schedules, finals. Heck, Clemson played 15 games last year. You know, it makes conference championship games now irrelevant. You might as well get rid of those. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just a lot that goes into it. Recruiting, the whole recruiting calendar would have to change. So I don't know. I don't think the calendar allows for more. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, we were talking earlier, Coach, before we had you on, there was a ranking that ESPN put out. It's the 150th year of college football, and they ranked in their mind what they deemed to be the best 150 teams in the history of college football. I think 1971 Nebraska was number one, 2004 USC was number two, you know, some of the Miami 2001, 95 Nebraska. Yeah,
You guys were 25th.
I'm just curious to ask you, like, what was the best college football team for your money that you ever saw?
Oh geez, I would put that 2004. They wiped us out in a USC team, you know, that beat us in the national championship game. Mm-hmm. you know, that's an obvious one for me.
Yeah. Bob Stoops is our guest. He's got the book, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach, co-authored with Gene Wojciechowski. He's also going to be coaching the XFL in 2020 for the Dallas franchise, and he's our guest right now. When you look at the all-time great teams and you stack up, you know, how you determine who's great and who's not and what you're missing, when you look at the Big 12 right now, it's one of those conferences that isn't put in with the SEC. And right now in college football, it feels like it's Clemson and the SEC. Do you feel like it's that way right now when you watch it, or do you think some of these conferences get a little too disrespected?
Well, I don't know. What are you talking about? We've been in the playoffs how many years in a row now? And Ohio State also has been in it in the last few years. So I mean, Ohio State and Oklahoma in two different conferences have been well represented in the playoffs. Now, the other conferences, every year it isn't going to work that way. But I believe the top teams in all these leagues can pretty much beat anyone, if the other, whoever's on their game that day. And then you got a bunch of other teams that are, in the middle that can sneak up on you, and then teams that are struggling. But you see that in all conferences. No one from top to bottom is got the lock on anything.
Yeah. You're around college football a long time and still obviously close with the sport. What's the change in the last 20 years that you've seen in college football that you like the most, and what's the change that's happened in the sport that you dislike the most?
I like the new recruiting, being able to sign early. I think that's a big positive for everybody. The early signing period, is really been correct. And then right now, I think this, players transferring, putting their name in this portal, and then don't transfer, or, it's gotten a little bit out of hand, and I don't think, in my opinion, say what you want, that players, every year just transfer, go where you want. I don't know. You make a commitment to a school invests a scholarship in you, and I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. People will say, you can leave this school and go to that school. Well, I'm a professional, right? I earned my degree. I agree. A player that's earned his degree, you go do what you want to do. I got no issue with that. Mm-hmm. But not unless you've earned your degree. And like I said, if coaches that move schools, well, again, it's like, other people in full-time jobs, you change jobs too. But people that are in school, that isn't the case. So I don't think you're comparing apples to apples. There are people who want to throw that argument out there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think they need to look at it.
Did you ever come close to going to the NFL, and why the XFL after you leave Oklahoma?
Well, the NFL, I enjoyed too much and liked my job too much at Oklahoma to want to have changed and separate myself from that through those years. And then, after being out a couple of years, when I stepped away, I said I wanted just some of my own space and my own time. Well, after a couple of years, maybe I had a little too much space and a little too much time. So that's why the XFL, and I'm excited about the leadership there, working with older players that really already understand and know a lot of football. We got great TV contracts. Our commissioner, Oliver Luck, has great experience. So I really believe we're set up well. So I'm I think it's going to be exciting and fun to coach it and to watch it.
I'm sure you've been asked about it a million times, so I'm sorry to add my name to the list. But you're getting back into coaching now. You're going to scratch that itch a little bit. Do we ever see Bob Stoops back on a college sideline?
Well, again, I'm committed to this right now. You never know what's going to happen. And I'm not leaving the door open. It's just everyone wants to define your life every year. You don't know what's coming. Mm-hmm. When I stepped away, in fact, the XFL wasn't even a thought yet.
Right.
So who knows what the world, the good Lord brings you. We'll see what happens. But right now, no, that's not what I'm looking to do.
Who usually won the fights when you and your brothers wrestled as kids?
Well, my older brother was 3 years older than me, but I gave him all he wanted. but he got the better of me than when I would fight down to Mike. He would just tell me to get lost. He wouldn't have any time for me. So,
would you be able to get? Go ahead.
My youngest brother Mark was too young for any of us to fight. He was about five or six years younger than all of us. So we kind of all just protected him.
Yeah. I think that might be the upset of the day is hearing you admit that your brother was too young. I just thought in the Stoops household, you probably grabbed him and said, no, you're going to learn how to fight, and you're going to learn at a young age.
Yeah, we used to rough him up, believe me. He got wore out. He had more trips to the hospital than you could count.
God, I bet your parents were always yelling at you guys.
Oh, no. Well, when I say roughing him up, it was more we'd do all kind of things just for fun. Yeah. And then he'd end up getting knocked down, knocked into a wall, or hit something, you know. And so, he had stitches, I bet, 15 times.
Maybe you guys should get together, family reunion, one more time, and have one more go at it, even at your guys' age, just to see what's going on right now.
We get together every summer with everybody, my whole family and all of theirs, and the only contest now is playing cards.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There we go. Bob Stoops, co-author of the book, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach with Gene Wojciechowski. You can find that book all over, out right now, and he is our guest. Coach, thanks so much for joining us in Portland, man. We enjoyed the conversation, and we look forward to watching you on the sidelines again.
All right, guys. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.